Welcome back, everyone.
Hey. This week, we're going to be featuring our songs that we're feeling, the Nashville news, the concept of throwback singles, our artist of the week, and the game Fire Away is back.
Jeez, that's a lot to get to. I don't know if I'm ready for it. Oh, my Lord. Okay, well, first up, we're going to do our songs we're feeling right now. I've got a little Keith Urban for y'all. I don't want to stop playing it, but I guess we have to stop somewhere. Y'all can go look it up on iTunes and download it. But that's his newest song. Probably everyone's heard it. It's been like a really big thing. But he wrote it in the midst of all the sexual assault allegations and stuff coming out. Well, he didn't write it.
No.
Nicole Galyon, Ross Copperman, and Shane McAnally wrote that. And they just, I think, sent it to Keith. And he immediately
got a hold of it and ran.
Yeah. It's not even for his upcoming album. He just put it out. So I love it. And I think it's really good for what's going on right now.
Good message.
Yeah. And the background vocals, that little, that you heard. I was singing it. That's Nicole Kidman and then Nicole Galyon, one of the songwriters. So I think that's really cool. Nicole Kidman's featured on his song.
Yeah. My first song this week is called Rumor by Lee Bryce. There's a rumor going around. Tell me that doesn't make you want to jam.
It doesn't.
What? That song is so, like, groovy. Like, let me groove. I don't know. I love it.
What rumor is going around about you is what I want to know.
There aren't any, but my BFF, Kyle Jacobs, was one of the songwriters on that.
Shout out, Kyle. I'm just kidding. I love you, Kyle. No, it's a good song. I was just giving you a hard time.
Yeah, so Lee Bryce, Ashley Gourley.
What does it make you think of when you listen to?
It makes me think of Kyle, because him and Kelly on I Love Kelly Pickler were dancing in the kitchen to this song, and it's so sweet, and I just love it. Love you, Kyle. Love you, Kelly. Love you, Lee Bryce.
Lord. Okay, well, here's my next one. It's a new Hunter Hayes song. It's been a while since he's had some good stuff out.
It has been a while. I missed him.
I know. But that was the first one. I mean, he's had a few songs out recently I think he's back in the studio, but this was the first one that this sounds like his old stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear
it.
I like
it. Yeah. Nice driving around.
Yeah.
Just like you with Rumor.
Okay, Rumor's a little more. I don't know. Okay.
Wow.
I think I win. My next song is called Roses by Kelsey Ballerini, off her new album.
Keep going.
Keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, now it's going to start over.
Okay, well, sounds like she copied this song to me. Does that not sound like Taylor Swift?
Okay, I knew this was going to cause controversy. I know.
That is literally a ripoff. It's fine.
Okay, so Matthew's upset about Kelsey Ballerini sounding like Taylor Swift, but I love it. Like, I have a void in my life because the old Taylor Swift is dead. So who's going to fill my void? Kelsey Ballerini comes in. I think it's perfect. And Matthew's so upset. Like, just listen and jam and be appreciative. I don't understand.
Just find your own lane and create it.
She has a lane. Like,
it's in the Taylor Swift
Taylor Swift left her lane. She died.
She's alive and well.
But she's
got a big reputation, and Kelsey's trying to fill her old reputation.
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Great song. I love that song. It makes me think of Style every time I hear it.
Well, I love that song.
I do too.
Okay. Whatever. We're moving on.
Oh, Lord.
Now it's time for Nashville News. So my first story is so sweet. There's this little boy named Sammy Hodgett. He's 8 years old from Illinois. And he was diagnosed with leukemia 3 years ago. And he ended up in a coma for 6 weeks as a result of his chemo, which is, like, so tragic. Like, I can't even imagine. And so while he was in his coma, his parents, like, played Blake Shelton for him. And when he, like, woke from his coma, he had to relearn, like, all the simple skills, like walking, talking, and eating. But he recognized Blake Shelton's song, Boys Round Here. He calls it the Redneck Song. And so he recognized it. And he, like, loves Blake Shelton. And his, like, make-a-wish was to meet Blake Shelton, but it didn't work out. So his family, like, posts on Facebook about it, and they're like, at Blake, pay attention. And so Blake Shelton went above and beyond and, like, sent him a personal invitation to his concert for him and his family to be a special guest. I think that's really so sweet. Yeah. I'm excited for Sammy. Hope it makes his life, like, meeting Blake Shelton.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Did Blake post a picture with them or something?
He, like, retweeted something and was like, can't wait to meet you, Sammy. So cute.
That's really, really sweet. Surprised they didn't play the Brett Eldridge album. It's literally called that. Illinois.
Yeah. Oops.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, I want to go to New York now. Because I hated New York because it was dirty, busy city. But now there's going to be an Opry stage in Times Square.
Wow.
So it's a building. It's going to be 4 floors. Well, I think it is a building now. It's 4 floors. And there's 2 stages, like one on the main floor that has live music and then another one on the 4th floor. I think that's where they are. There's 2 stages in it. But anyways, they're going to have live music, live streamed music in there. Low Cash is going to be performing on New Year's Eve. They're going to be serving Southern food all the time. Mac and cheese. Hot chicken, like Nashville-inspired food. So it's literally like an Opry stage there. I mean, not the Opry stage, but if you were in New York and like country, Nashville, you'd want to go there. So that's the only reason I want to go back. Otherwise, I don't really need to go to New York, but this gives me a reason to go.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Or I could just go to Nashville instead.
Whatever works, you know? It's been a big weekend in country music this past weekend. There's been 2 big additions to the country music family. On Friday, Jason Aldean and his wife welcomed their first baby together. It's a little boy named Memphis. Super, super cute.
And they were cheering on the dogs.
I don't want to talk about football. This is not the time. And then on Saturday, Kelsey Ballerini married her fiancé, Morgan Evans. They had a little wedding in Mexico and, like, just a small intimate thing, but I'm excited for them. Congrats to Jason and Kelsey.
It was kind of secret. All of a sudden, it was like, people said they're married.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
I had no idea. Thought it'd be in like a year. I didn't know.
Yeah, but
congrats. I haven't seen, are they going to put wedding pictures out? There's just like one picture.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's their honeymoon. She said it wasn't their honeymoon. They were just chilling there. So,
must
be nice to have multiple Oh, gosh. Okay, so, just like how to word this. Montgomery Gentry is going on tour in 2018, but it's just
Montgomery.
Yeah, because he's releasing a new album on February 22nd, and the album is called Here's to You, and the tour is called Here's to You. And I can't really find, I was trying to research it. I think it's them. Like, I think they already had an album planning to come out.
Yeah, that's the vibe.
So, especially because, Better Me came out over the summer after Gentry died. And it was him, like, singing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's, like, their album, but I guess Montgomery's going to be touring by himself. And it's going to mark 20 years they would have been together. So,
that's a tearjerker. But I really like that he's, like, carrying on, like, not just shutting down because his partner passed away.
So, he has a lot of tour dates. Come to Virginia, Alabama. Really? various places. So
yeah,
might have to check it out.
Yep.
That's so cool. Little update on Carly Pearce. Her new single, Hide the Wine, was the number one most added song on country radio last week. Like, congrats, Carly. That's crazy.
Yeah, because since we last did our podcast on her a couple weeks ago, her album, her song, Every Little Thing, went number one. So yeah. This was like, it went number one, and now she's releasing Hide the Wine.
And that song's really awesome. Like, when you hear it on the radio, you're going to be like, stop. What's that? Like, it's good. It's going to be fun to listen to on the radio. I'm excited.
It's different.
And it got released when Marry Me by Thomas Rhett got, like, its ad date. Like, she beat Thomas Rhett on ads. That's awesome. Congrats, Carly.
Good for her. And it's definitely more upbeat. Because Every Little Thing was kind of low-key. Okay, so this is going to be a lot. I got sticky notes everywhere. I got a lot to say. So, a songwriter in Nashville, his name's Lee Thomas Miller, just announced this week that he is running for the House seat open in District 7 because Marsha Blackburn, that's held the seat for 20 years, is now running for Senate to take Bob Corker's spot because, you know, he's stepping down because he hates Trump. So
this is a lot of names.
So Lee Thomas Miller is running.
I mean, I'm not
for the House seat. I'm just saying. To sum it up, so he's running for the seat that this girl, Marsha, has held for 20 years. So, who better to take it, I guess. But he had to step down as the president of the Nashville Songwriters Association. Like, he can't have any conflicting things, and he needs more time to focus on his campaign. But one of his big topics, I guess, that he's people in Nashville want him to run for, like other songwriters and artists, is because he's wants music copyright reform. So things like the streaming services and making sure songwriters get paid enough. So that's one of his things. But he's a Republican, so he's pro-life, wants to cut taxes, the typical things. But with him leaving his songwriter position, his songwriter job in Nashville to run and maybe win, who knows. He's leaving behind his mark on country music. So he's had 7 number ones, including The Impossible by Joe Nichols, You're Gonna Miss This by Trace Atkins. He's also written songs that didn't go number one, like It Ain't My Fault by Brothers Osborne and In Color by Tracy Lawrence. Mm-hmm. So those are, I mean, Ain't My Fault has been like a huge thing the past year. And then In Color is like a classic. Yeah. Whatever year that was. So
sorry, we don't.
Sorry, don't have all my facts on that. New to this. But anyways, he just had his first little announcement and then a mini rally just announcing that he's running. Mm-hmm. Nicole Galyon, who's one of the biggest songwriters in Nashville right now, posted on her Instagram story that was her first rally, political rally she's ever been to. Lindsay L posted that she was there. So I think we might see some more people in Nashville getting political, which isn't exactly not really my favorite thing, but best of luck to him if he has some good. I mean, everyone in Nashville wants music copyright reform, so I think they're probably just going to be talking about that if they come out and support him. Bobby Bones tweeted that he's donating a bunch of money, or I don't know if it's a bunch. He just tweeted that he's donating money. And for anyone who tries to dig up later, like, he's just coming out and saying he's donating money. But he disagrees with Lee Thomas Miller and some things. So anyways, you can jam to the old songs, but I don't think we're going to be getting any new ones anytime soon or ever from him.
He'll be busy.
So,
yeah. Being a candidate. Interesting.
Yeah, very.
So, you want to talk about our throwback single ideas?
Yeah, you're going to have to explain the concept.
I don't even remember when we came up with this.
You came up with it.
Yeah, but it was like a couple, maybe like a year ago. Matthew and I are like listening to some songs, the radio's on, and like, there's some singles that have been released that weren't our top picks for being released. And it's just like, what if we could go back to the albums and like pick our favorite song and do like a throwback single? Like maybe 2 albums ago, there was a song we really liked, it didn't get released, and like now we're like, well, what if we could just go back and
They always want more at album sales, so they could just re-promote the album, just be like
throwback singles
in between the like working on the next album, like, be like, I remember that song from a long time ago.
I think it's a good idea.
I do too. So
we have a list of like our top songs that we think should be throwback singles.
Okay, so the first one is in reference to Flora Georgia Line, the Anything Goes album, which was their sophomore album. So do y'all remember that they released Confessions? Yeah, I can't even, that, y'all know what that is. I'm rolling my eyes because literally like the worst song on the whole album. But they should have, in our opinion, released, I mean, we have like two ideas, but this was our favorite on the album. They didn't release it. So that's called Good Good, was on that album, and we just don't really understand why they never released that.
In that little preview, you didn't get our favorite
I know, line I'm going to look it up now. We have to give people the full effect. This is the beginning of the
this
song.
This is it. Stop, that's it.
We just like it because they mentioned Shania, I guess.
Pretty thing, you're making me go back looking like a Shania Twain throwback. Like, if that's not single worthy, I don't know what is. Mm-hmm. I love that song. I love that line. I love it. Let's release it. I'll be jamming either way. I'm just saying. It's a good idea.
Agreed.
Our next, like, throwback single idea is from Dierks Bentley. It's called I'll Be the Moon. Goes like this.
Okay, well, that didn't do it justice. Maren Morris sings that.
Like, you can kind of hear in the background, there's a girl, and we're like, who's that? It's Maren Morris. Like, hey.
She has a little part, like, she has a part in it, though. It's not just background.
It's more singing than what she had with Thomas Rhett's Craving You. And these were kind of around the same time, so I wish we could have just, like, not done Craving You and done I'll Be the Moon instead. Yeah.
But, I mean, people might not even care about this, because no one apparently knows who Ryan Hurd is, except his loyal fans. I know.
I'm his biggest fan.
You are. I'm a fan, not his biggest. But anyways, Ryan Hurd actually wrote that song. Mm-hmm. And then it originally was, he was going to, like, hold it until he had an album, and him and Maren were going to do it as a duet on his album. But then, clearly he's not having an album for a while because things aren't going well for him in that radio world. So he eventually was like, I just have to give it up. Like, he probably needed money. Like, this is a good song. So he gave up the song
to Dierks.
And Dierks got it. Had no idea. I don't think that Ryan and Maren were even together because it was, like, right when they were starting their relationship. So they weren't publicly together. And Dierks heard it and was like, maybe I'm, like, I guess his people were like, you might need a girl. Mm-hmm. So he emailed Maren.
What a coincidence.
And was like, I have this song called I'll Be the Moon. And
can
sent
you sing
her,
on it?
Will you sing on it? And she was like out with, at a bar with Ryan and was like, look what just came up my phone. So like.
That's so cool. I'm getting chills.
I know. Maybe if Ryan ever releases an album, he can like re-release that and him and Maren can sing it together.
Yeah.
But isn't that crazy how it came full circle? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's like my favorite story ever.
Speaking of Maren, our next song, throwback single, is Rich.
We might need to put explicit on our podcast now if you're going to play that.
Sorry, the only problem why that can't probably be on the radio is she had to
throw a little cuss edit things out.
I know, but
I think it's too progressive to be on country radio.
But when we see Maren, when we've seen Maren in concert, she performs Rich, and people get more excited about that than My Church or any other song.
It was on Taylor Swift's Spotify
songs that I like right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, Taylor Swift's noticing you.
Oh.
But it's just, like, sassy. Like, I'd be
People
rich.
Love it.
Yeah. Makes me feel like I'm riding around too. In a Benz.
Do you even know what that is?
A Benz?
I mean, I'm just curious because you
wow,
live in Chesterfield County.
I've never felt more attacked in my life. Yes, I know what a
Benz is. I ride near Jeep, Southern girl.
Okay, moving on.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, the next song is probably we should just not even put it on here because I don't want people to know about it kind of thing. What is our favorite Thomas Rhett song ever?
It's my favorite song in the world ever.
Ow.
Don't act like you're
Mic'd
surprised.
Up.
You know that that's my favorite song.
I mean, I do. Okay, so it's called Take You Home, and it's off his first album. It's, like, hidden in there. He'll never play it live. He never has. I don't think he likes the song very much. He gives it no attention whatsoever. But anyways, we'll play it. Hopefully y'all like it. I feel like this doesn't do it justice. You have to be in the car driving down the road. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a drive in the car.
We used to listen to it every time we were coming home from a concert, and it was just like, I feel good. Like, everything
I feel like the first time I even liked it was when we went to the Scotty Mercury concert. We got Chick-fil-A ice cream, and then we listened to this on our way home, and I was
That's
like
one of my best nights
night.
Of my life, because I had Scotty, I had ice cream, I had Thomas Rhett
Chick-fil-A
on the way
Chick-fil-A ice cream, shout out Chick-fil-A.
We could be sponsored.
Just their ice cream.
I eat there enough. Like.
Just the ice cream, though.
But, yeah,
but it's the... Remember Madison did Leave Right Now is one of her songs a couple weeks ago. I think this is the original Leave Right Now.
Just like a little update.
Yeah.
Yeah. That song's so sweet.
The next song we're about to talk about gets me.
Yeah.
I can't even talk about
I've
it.
I've been brought to tears listening to it. I'm not even kidding.
I was exaggerating. I don't
I'm
cry over
kidding.
Songs.
Okay, wow. This is called What I Never Knew I Always Wanted. About Carrie's son and her husband coming into her life, what she never knew she always wanted. That's so precious.
I never knew the song until we saw her in concert during her storyteller
tour.
But in the when she played the little video,
yeah,
it was like her and her husband that showed her being pregnant, and then her and her husband and her son.
And it's like the song's like holding you, singing lullabies. Like I never knew I wanted.
I don't know why
this.
She didn't release it. It's adorable.
Yeah.
Everyone would eat it
Moms
up.
Moms would eat it up.
True, but people love when it's about the artist's life. Well, only when you got a cute family or something.
Yeah.
Not just like, I don't know.
Random. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, the video montage or whatever that she played in the concert is out now. I don't know where you find it, so I'm doing a bad job reporting that.
You're doing a really bad job.
But you can look it up places.
We'll find it, and we'll put
Post it
out there for
somewhere.
Y'all. Good gosh. Kathy's doing no help to y'all. I'll find it. I'll put it out there for y'all. Good grief. Our last single, throwback single, is Jason Aldean, Reason to Love L.A.
I don't really have a good reason. It's just my favorite Jason Aldean song ever.
Ever?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Like, okay. I love that song.
I do too, but there's a lot of albums, lots of songs to choose from. Oh.
I love that album. But that song's really good for me.
I don't know. There's really
like
no reason. We just wanted to share it.
Just like L.A. and aviators on her eye. Just like,
have you ever been to L.A.?
No, but it just makes me think. Like, I can picture it in my head. You know, you're getting on the plane and just like touchdown. I don't know. Okay. Just gives me good vibes.
Right, I hear you. I hear you.
Oh, God.
So those are our throwback singles.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
I do, too. I think that could be my job in the music industry, like, picking throwback singles. That could be
picking
what I'm known
singles
for.
In yeah, general.
Yeah. True, true.
People gotta step that up. Mm. At Florida Georgia Line.
Stop being rude.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, Madison's gonna start our Artist of the Week segment.
So. I'm so excited this week. Like, I'm excited every week, but, like, hype. It's Russell Dickerson.
Don't say you're most excited. We've liked all of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
I just love you, Russell. And his wife. Okay, let's just start talking. So Russell was born in Union City, Tennessee, 3 hours away from Nashville. So he moved to Nashville with his family at 10. He played the keyboard at age 8, played the snare drum in the high school marching band. Then he graduates high school, and he works as a guitar tech on the road for a Christian artist. So he's, like, out touring with an artist. He falls in love with the idea of touring, with road life, and all of that. Then he also falls in love with his wife, Kaylee, at Belmont University. They both went there together, and she was in the vocal program. I didn't know that. Did you?
I had no idea.
So Kaylee, his
wife. Can they sing together?
She was in the vocal program, but she decided, like, artistry was not for her. Changed her mind. Now she's a photographer, and she, like, helps Russell out. She took all the pictures for his album. So, like, the cover photo, everything, that's hers. She also did the music video for Yours, his first single. And she's the inspiration of Yours, his first single. / the name of the album. So cool. Yours is currently number 11 on the charts. And Russell just has a big future ahead of him. He's toured with David Nail, Kanan Smith, Billy Currington, Thomas Rhett, and Florida Georgia Line. Now he's promoting his new album.
He's about to tour with Thomas Rhett again.
Yeah. Big career, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Nothing
what,
else
like,
to say.
I don't have facts like you. You're so knowledgeable. But I really like him a lot.
Yeah.
And he's a Spotify. He's one of their Rise stars.
Rise Country. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just.
Because they picked, like, handpicked, like, I don't want to say how many because it might be false. But about, like, 5 artists. Through different genres, and they're doing some Spotify thing.
Yeah. What I like about
I don't
Russell,
keep up with things like that, but I'm sure it's very, very cool.
Yeah. What I like about him is he's really, like, genuine, you know? And so when I was researching for him, he said he wanted to be like Keith Urban. He wanted to be like Tim McGraw. He was, like, when he was trying out, like, his first EP and stuff, he was, like, trying to mold himself to be other people. And then finally he was just like, you know what? I'm just going to be me. Now, like, no one else is
goofy,
like him. Yeah.
Lovable.
He can get a crowd going. Like, he's just not afraid to be himself. I like it. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. So, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite song on the album?
Blue Tacoma. For sure.
Matthew's dance.
False. I mean, I don't own a blue Tacoma, but if I did, I bet heaven would be there.
Russell has Instagram caption songs. You know what I mean? Like, if heaven is anywhere, it's right here.
Oh, I was like,
thank God I'm yours. Like, his songs are like Instagram captions. So we need to go to his concert. We could take
probably
because
his wife is a professional Instagrammer. So
well, she's a photographer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I remember we were at the HGTV Lounge during CMA Fest last year, and that song came on. I was like, yeah, if heaven is anywhere. Like,
it's right here.
Listen to him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Really
yeah.
great.
Yeah. He's awesome.
It's good vibes.
My favorite song is called Every Little Thing. First line of that song is maybe she's Alabama, my Dixieland delight. Way to hook me. Like, I love it.
Thinking highly of yourself.
I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying, like, I love Alabama. Alabama's like home to me. And then he puts that as the first line of his song. I'm like, I'm ready. Like, I love it.
That's a jam.
Yeah. It's kind of bad timing, though. that this is called Every Little Thing, and Carly had Every Little Thing, because this isn't going to get as much of a chance, because she's just number one.
Yeah, it's fine. I feel like he's, yeah.
He's got other stuff going for him. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Bad timing. It's okay.
True, true.
What's next?
Low-key. That took it down a notch, but I don't know. It's just relationship goals. I don't like going places, so. And then they say something about getting takeout or whatever. I'm like, let me get my Chinese and just sit by the fire.
Watch a movie.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh goodness. My last favorite song on the album Yours is called MGNO, My Girl's Night Out. So this is kind of funny. When I first looked at Russ, this song was on his EP, and I was like listening to it, and I was like, Matthew, have you heard My Girl's Night Out? And he was like, I'm not listening to that. That sounds so dumb, because like, why would Russell be having a girl's night out? And I was like, have you even listened? Like, that's not what it's about. So it's about,
I was confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
sorry.
Okay. I'm just saying it was funny. It's about him like taking his girl out and they're having a girl's night out.
I thought he wanted a girl's night out.
No. I don't know what gave you that idea.
I don't either. Because I didn't listen to it fully, because I just thought, this is weird.
Yeah. Also, I listened to that song on my birthday, because there's a little section, and it's, like, gonna get down like it's your birthday. So I was, like, cruising around on my birthday, like, yeah.
I have trouble listening to it these days, because these older women were line dancing to it. It's a YouTube video, look it up, but... He posted on his Snapchat story, and him, Kaylee, and I think Thomas Rhett were watching on the big screen some old ladies dancing to this.
They were in, like, a line dancing class, and it was the song.
So every time I hear this, I just laugh.
It's funny. I think it's hilarious.
It is.
Oh, goodness. So we love Russell.
We should go to line dancing and do it.
Let's do it. The 615 goes out. Oh, gosh.
Nope, I like to keep it low-key.
We know. Oh, my gosh. So we love Russell's album. You should go purchase it, listen to it, stream it, whatever you want to do. Give it
all
a shot.
All of it.
Yeah.
Buy it at Target.
And look at the cover photo. Kaylee took it.
Okay. I'm excited for this.
That makes me nervous. Why are you so excited?
Because I want to see how bad you are, because I was horrible at this game. So
I bet I'm good.
I guess we'll find out in just a minute. But... people are going to think I'm copying you, but it made sense.
Yeah.
We had to do it back to back. Otherwise y'all would be wondering.
And you get to know Matthew and you're like, who the heck's Madison?
Who are you?
Oh, no.
Just a random person with a voice. Oh Lord. Okay.
And an obsession with Thomas.
So, yep. And Kelly Pickler. Anyways, so we're going to do the fire away game again. I'm going to ask Madison questions.
Thanks to Stapleton for the theme song.
Shout out. Okay, so be quick.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so first up, you got to be fast. Quick.
I'm going to try. Because
you made fun of me. Matthew, you're going to
slash. Slash, okay. All my answers won't be Taylor Swift.
Shouldn't have prompted me questions. That would have given me that idea. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Well, my questions
just
are
go.
Different. Fine. Fire away, Madison. Thomas Rhett or Jason Aldean?
That's not even fair. Those are my number one and number two. Jason Aldean's my number one. He came first.
Okay. Bucket list concert. Like, who do you have to see?
Kenny Chesney.
Favorite concert you've ever been to?
Oh, my God. I think the first time...
How's this going?
Wait. I think the first time we saw Jason Aldean, like, when I was in, like, ninth grade, not that it was the best concert ever, but, like, I was like, oh, my God, it's Jason Aldean, and I almost cried.
So, everyone keep in mind, all my answers are Taylor Swift, all of hers are Jason Aldean. Worst concert you've ever been to?
That's so mean. Could it be like an opener?
That's Christians. The Birdman.
He asked us to dance like birds.
Okay. Celebrity or... It doesn't have to be, like, celebrity, but person you most admire that's, like, in the public eye-ish. Like, it doesn't have to be, like...
Kelsey Ballerini. Well, she's so
sweet.
Positive.
That's sweet. Best Christmas movie?
The Grinch.
Which one? There's several versions.
Oh, the Jim Carrey version, okay, like, okay. Real people.
Most underrated artist?
Brian Herd.
I knew you were going to say that. What's your go-to song? Like, you get in the car, have to listen
Take
to a
you
song.
Home. Or Ryan Hurd, Hold You Back.
That's two answers. Downtown Nashville or Leaper's Fork?
Leaper's Fork.
Love that. Song that makes you think of your childhood?
Oh, God. Like, Taylor Swift Love Story?
Or I like, was thinking younger, but that's your childhood,
younger?
Too. That's like middle school.
Like, Chuck Yes or No, George okay. Strait, okay. Riding Around Kenny Chesney.
Okay. That's a lot. If you were a songwriter, what would your first song be about? Like, you sit down, you're in a room with other songwriters, you're thinking of ideas. What's your first idea for a song?
Oh, my God.
If you're going to write about something.
Like, My Perfect Day, like, chicken nuggets, riding around, sweet tea. I'd make, like, a personal life song, you know?
Celebrity you want a selfie with?
Thomas Rhett. Lauren, his wife, Lauren.
Yeah, we have a picture.
Oh my God, Kaylee. Rhett. Kaylee Dickerson. Russell and
Which
Kaylee.
One?
All of the above.
Wow.
This is so hard. I'm so
Gossip Girl or Gilmore Girls?
Gilmore Girls every day.
Okay, if you were an actress, who would you be?
Reese Witherspoon in Sweet Home Alabama.
Wow. Hot coffee or iced coffee?
Iced.
Favorite TV show to watch in the morning with coffee?
The Today Show.
Chris Stapleton or Chris Young?
I'm a new Chris Stapleton fan.
That's a good choice. Okay, that's all I have for you.
That was so stressful. Like, I'm really sorry I gave you a hard time.
Now you know.
How do you pick just one? Like, Jason Aldean and Thomas Rhett are my life. Like,
and I started that one first to throw you off.
I was thrown off. You did it. Like,
I mean.
That's like, do you love your mom or your dad? Like, both.
Is that the same?
Yes.
Gosh.
That was really hard.
One that I didn't ask, but I'm going to ask you now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just have one follow-up, I guess. Ryan Hurd or Mayor Morris? I forgot to ask.
Oh, my God. Ryan.
Okay.
But, oh, my God. This is
He's
awful.
Only got four songs to his name.
But those four songs are like, that's
yeah. So
fun.
Did you like Fire Away?
I did, and I forgot to say that I said I wanted a selfie with Lauren. Today, I'm wearing a 147 million orphans t-shirt that I bought on Giving Tuesday. It's a really nice t-shirt, and if you want a nice little something, 147 million orphans website, they have really good t-shirts, and it goes to the orphanage that Willa Gray was from, real close to my heart, because I love her.
I want, yep. Love some Willa Gray.
Yeah. So, that's it for this week.
Thanks for listening, y'all. You got to go follow us on everything. So,
yeah, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
At the 615 podcast.
Yeah.
Is our handle.
Yeah.
And then like us on Facebook, share us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think. If you have any like, stop doing this, start doing this. I don't know.
Stop
don't hurt
like
my
a
feelings. I'm a little sensitive.
Gosh. Oh, Lord. Okay, well, to
close out,
we'll listen to Yours by Russell Dickerson. His
so lovely.
I'm sure by the time we put this out, he'll be top 10 next week. That's
He's
my prediction.
11.
I know.
Let's
I know.
Go.
Okay, so.
I requested this morning on the radio station. You need to
I
go
gotta
request.
Do that, too. Everyone go request it. All right, bye y'all.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning
listening.
In.